Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They're Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Difference of 2 seconds, the game clock and the shot clock.
Worst case scenario, we're going to overtime.
Jokic a screen, Murray to try to break the tie.
No timeout by the Lakers, I gotta go.
James, a bump, a feed, a pinch shot, no! Zero's on the clock, the Nuggets advance! They have won!
How about if I start today with an unbelievable statistic?
Kevin Harlan, TNT.
Evan Giddings, in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Guru's got some family stuff to take care of. How about this stat to start the show? This is the first time since 2005 that neither Steph Curry, LeBron James, or Kevin Durant did not make the second round of the playoffs. It's pretty unbelievable. I mean, I'm not breaking any news here by suggesting that there's a changing of the guard occurring in front of our eyes in the NBA right now. And the question of today is, what does it mean for the Golden State Warriors, who won four titles over the span of a decade, but finds himself in a little bit of no man's land right now? Evan, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Love out to Gu and his family. Hope he's doing well. Looking forward to seeing him tomorrow. But we are looking at, and we've talked about the transition that the Warriors ideally are going through, not just this season, this summer, in the near future. The whole league is going through a transition, and I think that's what we saw in the first round, because the league now more than ever is about young, up-and-coming, rising, established stars. The fading stars, LeBron, Durant, Curry, we'll see what happens with the Clippers. Their time is no longer. Steiny, the yes. Era of the big three is dead. It's over. It's about the Doncic's, the Tatum's, the Jokic's, the SGA's, the Anthony Edwards. It's not about the players in their mid to late 30s anymore. And that's the reality that I think a lot of people have been hit with by watching this first-round series. And I'm sure the reality that the Golden State Warriors are trying to wrestle with is they figure out how they want to embark upon this summer.
Yeah, and that's the question of today. Well, there's not one. And one of the things I'm hoping for today is we just and talk about all these aspects of where the Golden State Warriors are right now. And, you know, we talked about this team for 6 months, and some thought they were better than they ended up. Some didn't think they were as good as they ended up. But where they go for now, or from here, I should say, is just, it's going to be fascinating. And, you know, I'm just going to be throwing out some questions for Warrior fans and just want to get into a discussion on where they are, where they want to go, how far they could go in an off season, and whether it's reasonable or feasible to get back into the top tier of the NBA. And I want to know, Warrior fans, if you've been watching the playoffs, if you can remember how you felt when the Warriors got beat against Sacramento and everything you heard from the team and the idea that maybe if you would have won a game or two, you could have played Minnesota or gotten a shot at Denver or maybe even played the Oklahoma City Thunder. For all the people out there that thought the Warriors, if they got into that spot, could have done damage, I'm wondering if after you've watched most of the first round play out, if you still believe that the Warriors would have given any of the top three teams a series, whether it's Denver, whether it's Minnesota, or whether it's Oklahoma City. Because that to me is a starting point. Because if we're still in the mindset that we could have been in these playoffs and competed, to me, it suggests you go down one avenue. But if you're looking at these playoffs saying, my goodness, these teams are young, they're long, they're athletic, we're more than a step or two away from getting back there, then maybe you go down another avenue. But where are the Warriors right now, and what do you do? 888-957-9570. What's hit you the most, let's say, in the last 2 weeks since the Warriors were beaten by the Kings and watched the playoffs so far?
Well, watching the first round, I never felt like the Warriors would beat any of the top three seeds. So that's OKC, Minnesota, Denver. I personally just didn't think that they'd beat them 4 out of 7 in the first round. But what was disappointing to me about them not making the playoffs is to get a literal gauge of how far you are away. Right. Because we still don't technically know that. I know you can make the comparison of, well, the Warriors lost to the Kings lost to the Pelicans just got swept by the Thunder. That to me is a little unfair. I can't make that sort of leap. But it does mean that you're in a tougher spot in regards to gauging how far you feel like you are from, whether it's contention, or I think, honestly, it's kind of just the playoffs. I mean, we're going to hear some sound from Curry in just a moment about what he thinks that this team can do this summer, or what they need in order to get into the postseason. But to me, Steiny, it's really the Warriors moving forward, it's about trying to remain relevant and competitive. And what we're finding out from the Western Conference, the East is in a completely different situation. But in the Western Conference, is if you're going to make a drastic move, and there's a couple players whose names have been floated due to their first-round flameouts, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Paul George perhaps, you know, there's some trade candidates on the market that are viable. You know, do the Warriors go out and make a drastic move to try and improve themselves, or do they make a drastic move to tear this thing down slowly, or do they just remain in the same position they were and they'll try and figure out and hope that they're 3 wins away from being a 6 seed next season? I mean, I do think there are so many avenues for this team to move down. In a way, they have the freedom to do whatever they choose. But the issue is that I don't think whatever they do this summer is going to make up the kind of ground that we just saw the Denver Nuggets establish against the Lakers, the Thunder establish against the Pelicans, and then the Timberwolves establish against the Phoenix Suns. I'm not sure how many teams are getting worse in the Western Conference. And the Warriors right now are kind of in limbo.
Yeah, and the place I think we got to start and stop rolling your eyes if you think you know where I'm going. But the reality of the situation is that Golden State Warriors owner Joe Lacob made a phone call to the Los Angeles Lakers at the trade deadline asking about LeBron James and if he were available, according to reports. Lakers said he's not. But that was in the middle of the season, and the Lakers have just been eliminated. So where I want to start is, what's up with LeBron James, who's got an opt-out in his contract?
Was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
There it is. So maybe LeBron has played his last game with the Lakers. Is he on the table for the Golden State Warriors? And even if he's on the table, what are the avenues to get him? Boy, are they going to be complicated. They're going to be constraining financially, and they're probably going to take a pound of flesh out of you if you're the Golden State Warriors. The Phoenix Suns have been eliminated. Kevin Durant is not going to the second round. So what do you do if you're the Golden State Warriors? And you know, a lot of this, too, we can just talk hoops. I mean, when you watch Minnesota and Denver, what's the biggest need for the Warriors? I mean, is it simply to get younger? Is it to get more athletic? Is it to switch up the personnel so the pieces fit a little better? A lot of questions. And then lastly, and I threw this at you before the show, because this is just how we're starting it, by kind of spitballing a little bit. What's the biggest priority for the Warriors this offseason? Just their biggest priority, their biggest decision. What do they got to do?
In terms of a player, yeah. A theme?
Yeah, a move. Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's also reflective of the position they're in. It's yeah. I mean, everything is...
Right.
Sure. I don't know. But I think the biggest thing for me, and I guess I'll, in the words of Curry, tweak my answer from a couple weeks ago.
All right.
I thought it was to get younger, and I still do think that's a priority. I mean, the average age of the roster needs to come down. You got to find more players that are in their 20s, that are in their 30s, that are going to be difference makers in this team. But it's not just getting youth or getting younger. It's getting more mature and not experienced. You know, I'm not talking about bringing a grown-up in the room like they did last summer with Chris Paul. There's a lot of immaturity on this roster. From both young and old players. I don't think Draymond Green is an extremely mature individual. You can make a case for the first couple months of this season, Klay Thompson was not mature about how his basketball mortality was looking. I don't think Jonathan Kuminga has been mature enough to help the Warriors. He looks like he's beginning to turn a corner, but he's not there yet. There's a lot of immaturity on this team. Pajemski at times this year, as a rookie, understandably so, has made immature choices on the court. I don't know if there's enough maturity on this roster, Steiny, for me to feel comfortable with them all of a sudden going in a different direction from this season. Andrew Wiggins has played or looked at times immature. And what do I see on Oklahoma City? I see young players. I see mature players. Minnesota. Some younger players. Anthony Edwards looks mature. Jaden McDaniels looks mature. All these players are 25 and younger. Tatum in Boston, mature. So it's not just about the average age, and it's not just about the youth. It's about making sure the Warriors can become a more mature team than they have been the last two seasons.
This from the Xfinity Mobile text line. You trade the farm to get a younger superstar, not LeBron. LeBron talks like he has nothing more to prove. The it's just basketball comment rubbed me the wrong way. Okay, so you're not into LeBron James. I get that. Last week, Steph Curry won the NBA's Clutch Player Award, and he went on with TNT, Barkley, Kenny Smith, Shaq, Ernie Johnson, and they asked him about the Golden State Warriors and their season. And how close or far they are from getting back into contention. I want you to take a listen to Steph Curry's answer.
I mean, the sad part was just missing three wins to, you know, get out of the play-in and have yourself in a playoff series where, you know, even like a game like Sacramento in the play-in tournament we had, you know, you're looking at, oh, okay, we're down one and can find a way to game plan to try to get back in the series. Obviously, early in the year, we had a lot of missteps and some absences, but you do realize, like, we're not that far off, even, you know, having tried to stay at this level, at this peak for so long. There's going to be some tweaks. We know, like, when you lose, you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, what can we do to get better? What holes can we fill? And thankfully, we have some time to figure that out. So, you know, a lot of conversations with upstairs, with Coach Kerr to try to figure out how to get back to the level that we expect. I didn't answer anything specifically about what we need, but we're going to figure that out over this summer.
All right. So, couple things there. And listen, Steph is a great spokesman. And he knows how to talk on national TV, and he knows what not to say that could get him not into trouble, but be a little bit controversial. But the reality of the situation is, you know, he harped on a few things, and one is that they were three wins away from being a six seed, okay? He said, we're not that far off. And he also said, you know, we know that a couple tweaks are coming. All those three things suggest that the Warriors won't make, let's just say, dramatic changes. But here's the biggest problem I have with what Steph said. And again, he's trying to speak positively and in the right way. So he might not be telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth. All right, he's got to be a diplomat here. There's no doubt about it. By the same token, Warrior fans and Curry and Kerr continue to harp on, well, you know, with a few more wins, we would have been a six seed. Okay, three more wins gets you a six seed, but don't we now know you were going nowhere against Denver, Minnesota, or Oklahoma City? I mean, you were not going to beat those teams. So, I don't know. I have a million thoughts going through my head. One is, if we're talking about a few tweaks to get back up to six, well, then let's acknowledge the idea of another title is over. The next step next year would be to get into the playoffs without the play-in game, see where we're at that point, and reassess. But, like, I don't know, the idea that three more wins would have made a dramatic difference, would it have been different? Let's say, theoretically, was there a difference between losing to the Sacramento Kings in the play-in, and let's just say getting beat by the Minnesota Timberwolves in five games?
No, but how many people are still thinking about the Warriors as a championship team?
I think there are still a large percentage.
I think there's a lot of people that want them to compete for a title, but I think our fan base is pretty educated, is pretty smart. They're intelligent. Looking at this team like they're just going to flip the script and run the table next year. And I don't think they thought that was going to happen this season.
Why? Well, I don't know about that.
Like, they thought they were going to be a finals appearing team, coming off a second-round flameout last year?
Well, I mean, I would just tell you what Guru was pounding into my head for 6 months, that when Joe Lacob came into this studio before the season, love the team, we can make a run, we have the pieces, this, that, and the other thing. I would assume he was talking about a championship. But, listen, I'm with you. I think there's a... I don't know what the percentages are of where the fan base is in terms of the realisticness, if that's a word, of winning another title. But there still does seem to be, Evan, out there, a lot of everything for Steph, or and I don't want to make this about whether it should all be for Steph or not, but it's about, to me, as an organization, you've got to acknowledge that you're further away from a title than maybe you thought, or you're further away than is realistic to make up in 1 year. I guess what I'm saying is, if we stop talking about title or bust, it makes the future look like it could be way more positive than if those are the limitations you're putting on this team.
See, I think you're confusing title or bust with just general fan optimism. Like, I don't know what you expect fans to want or to approach the season with outside of optimism. And that's just what they do. I did not hear the term title or bust this season with the Golden State Warriors. I don't recall hearing it heading into the season. This idea that...
Really?
You don't think title or bust?
Well, what's make a run? Like, what, to me...
Try and get to the second round.
Yeah, I always
try and win a series.
Well, I always took make a run as, like, make a run so that we're back to being a title contender after people see what we do in these playoffs.
But you could read the tea leaves of the team. Okay, so there was still talk about championship midway through the season, and I generally judge it based off of the Steve Kerr interviews that he does with Willard and Dibbs, and the guys do a fantastic job. You could tell the tone and tenor of his... I don't know, title or just contending aspirations dwindle month to month, whether it's because a player was inconsistent or there was lack of productivity or maybe Kerr was afraid to lean into some of the younger players, or Draymond got suspended. Each and every month, it felt like the tone was, oh, you know, we still think we got a chance, which I don't know what else they're supposed to say. What are they supposed to say? They're done. Then to, well, I think we can make a run. Well, I think we just got to play good basketball. Like that, in a way, that was declining probably from November or December on. Like, maybe you read the optimism of the fan base as them expecting a championship. I took it as this is a team that has a lot of flaws, that doesn't really know where it's going in the future, and is just trying to maximize this season. And that's all they can really do at this point is take it 1 year at a time. So now that's been reset because they got an offseason to make some moves. There's potential big names out there. What are they going to do? And that naturally is going to rekindle the fan base's optimism because they want to see this team be good.
Well, I'm going to go two ways here. One is the Warrior fans, you're right. They're impossible to paint, you know, as a monolith. There are a lot of fans out there that think this thing's over. There are some fans out there that think this team is still a hell of an offseason away from getting back on top. I truly believe that. But, like, I cannot dismiss all the calls we took for the last two or three months as this team went 27-12 in the last 39, and there was a lot of optimism from a lot of fans. And to me, the optimism, I'm not gonna criticize it, because that's what makes where the Warriors are to me so tricky. Is no, they're not fought. They're not a 25 win team. They won 46 games. So we got to figure out where we're at. And to me, the minute the Warriors figure that out, maybe they already have. I mean, you brought up an interesting point about it might be easier to start tearing this thing down after next year than this offseason.
Or you could start that process this offseason to make it easier on yourself next offseason. I'm not sure you can even if you wanted to, I'm not sure how you could completely tear this thing down without selling your stock for pennies on the dime. Like, this team does not have a lot of optically or just in terms of basketball great pieces to move.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say just hypothetically, Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy, just they're like two fans. One guy thinks there's a chance we could still put this back together in 1 year and next year shock the world. We owe that to Steph. And then there's another who thinks, I think that's unrealistic, but we are a 46-win team right now. Let's try to win a few more games next year. And like, I don't have a problem with that philosophy, but that philosophy is not a championship philosophy, which I kind of subscribe to right now. Like, that's kind of what I would, if, like, what do we know about the Golden State Warriors now? That the one thing we know is they won 46 games. Okay, so it's realistic to think, hey, can we have an off season where our young guys get a little better, we make the right move, a tweak here, a tweak there. Could we win 50 next year? You know what? I'll give you, it's within the realm of possibility. Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe they do. But I get the sense there's a large portion of the fan base, or a significant portion, that's not good enough. Because of the standard that the team has set. So then,
well, maybe that's where the expectation comes from. And I think it also has to do with how much money is spent on the roster.
Like, give it to Joe Lacob. He kind of sets that expectation with all his talk. Well, he does.
Well, but he's 1-4. I mean, what else is he going to want? I mean, this isn't Oklahoma City. Making a 14-win improvement from last year to this year is not something that really matters much unless you bring home the bacon. I understand why Joe Lacob expects championships, especially when he's footing the largest bill in the history of basketball. But next season, Steiny, if he does achieve his goal, which is to get under the tax, you think the expectation is still going to be to win a championship? I think that as long as the investment numbers are astronomical, then yes, you should expect to win. But that's also because of the standard, like you said, that they've set. Now, what is the standard? What is the standard of Golden State Warriors basketball? Is it still a championship? Because it doesn't feel like it.
Okay, then like, I would ask, why'd Laker pick up the phone and call the Lakers about LeBron? Because to me, there's something in Joe Lacob that feels like, you know, if we get a guy in here like that and give up the right players and get that guy alongside Steph, we can win another championship. Like, he's got to be thinking that, right? For that specific phone call.
Well, I think Joe Lacob is always trying to swing a big move. There was reports that a couple of years ago, he made a call about Kevin Durant before he re-upped in Phoenix or was traded there and then signed a large contract. I think Joe Lacob is probably trying to figure out if the Indiana Pacers win tonight, how he could go get Giannis. Or if and when the New York Knicks take down Philly, how he might be able to get Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's trying to swing big. I'm not sure it's going to be able to happen. But yeah, you have to have that mindset. You have to have a mindset of making a game-changing move. Otherwise, you might get lost in the dust. And that's kind of how he got to this point, by taking big risks, not necessarily bringing in big stars outside of Durant. But Joe Lacob, I also think it's interesting, Sonny, as I know we got to hit a break here in a minute, but I think it's interesting that Joe Lacob has not spoken yet this offseason. I think he is trying to figure out what the tone of the team is going to be and the theme of this summer is.
888-957-9570 is the number. The playoffs are underway. Teams are being eliminated as we speak. Where are you with the Golden State Warriors? 888-957-9570. On the other side, Brian Windhorst works for ESPN, tight with LeBron, covers the league. He just talked recently about, it was either this morning or last, this morning, he's got something to say about the Warriors, LeBron James, Joe Lacob, and what might happen in the offseason. We'll talk about that on the other side. But once again, where are you at with the Golden State Warriors right now after watching a big chunk of the first round of the playoffs? How you feeling about the way the season ended? You think they can get back in this thing in a hurry, or is it going to take some time? 888-957-9570. We'll be back to talk about it.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.